The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright and early. Not. We're at 8 o'clock now.
No, we're at 9 o'clock now.
We're at 9 o'clock now. Just testing everybody. And Bob passed. We were at 9 o'clock now. So if you were here at 8 o'clock, you were early. And you got the benefit of listening to another show. But now we're here at 9 o'clock. This is our new time. We will be here until something else changes. But we'll be here from 9 to 10. Every Sunday. So make your calls, get into the chat room, and learn about Jefferson. And who I have with me here this morning is Bob Martin, our great sound guy. He's keeping us up to speed and out of trouble. And then Terry Raposa's here. He's going to help us get all this stuff figured out and find out where we're headed next. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Wynn. How you doing? Hey, Bob.
Good.
Good morning, Terry. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be in the studio.
It is. It's nice and pleasant in here.
If it's good for Wynn and good for you and good for me, it's good for all of us.
Good for all of us.
It
yes,
is.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got a couple of quick announcements. At the Patriots meeting at 6 o'clock on Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be celebrating Ronald Reagan's birthday, and we'll be honoring him. We have some great clips. One that's absolutely hilarious that was done with Johnny Carson. That's just a great clip. We're also going to talk about the Muslin ban. We have clips on that, and we'll be discussing that. And we'll also be discussing Cal Exit. We'll be discussing SB 6 and SB 54, which are the two Senate bills. SB 6 is the one that gives illegals assistance with attorneys if they're being deported. And, of course, that's our money, Win.
Yeah.
Taxpayer money. And then, of course, SB 54 makes California a sanctuary state.
And they're using that money against us. You know, when Governor Brown finally acknowledged that they had like $1.9 billion unaccounted for, or they misbudgeted their numbers, whatever they did,
yeah,
it's our money. And they're using our money against us again.
And before we get into that, it is Super Bowl Sunday, so there will be folks watching the game. And mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing Lady Gaga roll her eyes back in her head, you know? I mean, you know, Super Bowl commercials. They start this, at 9 o'clock? When? They start it in the morning, like, yeah, to where they have. I know they're going to have the Pet Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. Yep.
Maybe somebody can call in and let us know what the Puppy Bowl is.
It's puppies.
Yeah. Do they, you know, play with a puppy football or what?
They got appeal to everybody.
You know, you really, some of the things that we do and celebrate as a society really is pretty amazing.
Makes you scratch your head, doesn't it?
It does.
Well,
so will the Patriots tomorrow night be celebrating a Patriots victory in the Super Bowl?
Well, if they do, it'll be the fifth one, and it'll be Brady will be tied, I guess, with Charles Haley. As the only NFL player with 5 Super Bowl rings. If they do win it, they're probably going to have to change the Lombardi Award to the Belichick Award. I don't see how you can't really do that already at this point, whether you like the guy or not. He's been amazing with never really working with a first-round pick. So it's been a pretty amazing process for the Patriots and the Falcons. We'll see what happens with them. Matt Ryan looks like he's finally coming around. Looks like Julio Jones will probably be the guy they try to take away, but they have a lot of weapons. So it should be a halfway decent game, you know. I don't know how much of it I'm going to watch. There's a lot of other things to be looking at, like Liberty.
Liberty. Fighting for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And, Terry and I and Sally got to go down on Friday to our neighbors in Tama County and had a little powwow with them at their meeting that they have down there and got to hear what their concerns were and got to share the word. And it was wonderful because, you know, some of them hadn't heard it before. And it was really nice for them to come to the table with the thoughts, concepts, ideas of what we're actually doing with Jefferson. So, again, we're out there talking to the folks and doing what we need to do, making sure things are happening and moving forward. And we've got a lot going on with Jefferson. Again, we kind of refer to what we're doing as kind of like the duck on the water. Just looks like it's floating along very peacefully and quietly or not even moving, but underneath the surface, going like a Dickens, just trying to keep things afloat and making sure things are happening the way they should be. So, Terry, do you have any information regarding what's going on with the court case?
I do, but before we get over there, I want to go back to what we were talking about in Red Bluff. We did find out a couple of very interesting things. That is that the, as we talked about SB 54, which actually makes California a sanctuary state, that was discussed, and the Board of Supervisors of Tehama County showed, as Ben Franklin would say, some stones, and they are looking to pass a resolution. They discussed it. They're putting it together. It was given to the city attorney and staff to put together a resolution that they will not comply with being a sanctuary county in a sanctuary state. And Sheriff Hancraft, God bless him, made the comment that he will enforce federal law on illegal immigration to the fullest extent. So that's pretty exciting. The other part of that is Bob Williams, who's the chairman of the board of Tehama County, is also the chairman of RCRC, the Rural Counties of California. Now, if this resolution is passed, I wonder if Mr. Williams will take this to RCRC and see if he can get other counties to pass it too. And that would be kind of a neat thing for not only liberty and a neat thing for not only making sure that we're enforcing these illegal laws that California wants to do. They just don't understand the rule of law, do they, Wynn?
No.
California?
No.
But anyway, this will be kind of a neat thing. Hopefully it'll resonate through the counties of Jefferson. And again, it's just one more reason why we need the state of Jefferson.
Absolutely. They're giving it to us daily on what we need to do and why we need to do it.
One other thing that happened in Red Bluff, and if anybody's out there that can that's streaming this, and you went to this particular meeting, which I'm about to talk about, on Saturday, February the 4th, at 2 o'clock, at the, what was the name of that restaurant? Was it The Hearth?
The Hearth in Red Bluff.
The Hearth in Red Bluff. The people from CalExit had a meeting to discuss a committee and to getting it together, getting signatures. Now, from what I understand, they are now saying, meaning CalExit people, that they have 6,700 people collecting signatures. I'd like to know if anybody went in and listened to what was going on at that meeting on February 4th, on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And one last thing I want to do is I want to read the first five sentences of the initiative for California Nationhood, and that's the initiative for a constitutional amendment and statute. This is initiative number 160. And the reason I want to read this is to clear up some misunderstandings about what this really is. Repeals provision in California Constitution stating California is an inseparable part of the United States and that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. What they're saying there is that they want to repeal the fact that California is inseparable from the United States, that they can separate, and that the Constitution is not the supreme law of the land. Second sentence, places question of whether California should become a separate country on a future ballot. That's what's important. This initiative does not create a ballot for the process of secession. The future ballot would. Treats result of such future vote as a declaration of independence from the United States if 50% of registered voters participate and 55% of those voting approve. Well, actually, they can say whatever they want. They still have to have a constitutional convention. Here's the part that'll really make you, you'll want to pull your eyelashes out. Requires governor to request California admission to the United Nations. You know, you really, again, the rule of law, Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general, had to look over this, had to give her stamp of approval on it for it even to go to the ballot or even to go to the initiative. So, you know, we're looking at this. If it passes, it'll go on the 2018 ballot. And then if that passes, it'll go on the 2019 ballot. And that will be a new initiative for California to secede from the Union and become their own country.
Wow. So what this follows is that our goal is to return to common sense government and resurrect balanced representation and reclaim our liberty, freedom, and property rights. And it's our responsibility to reform our government and restore our liberties and our freedoms. This is straight out of our brochure. I mean, if that doesn't resonate as to what we need to do and why we need to do it, then why do we bother? California is giving us one more reason, again, for the fight. And if this doesn't fuel people to fight, and I don't mean going out in the streets. What I'm talking about is to share the word with everybody and be supportive and get involved. Get involved with your local Jefferson community. If you're in Shasta County, come to our meetings that we have here. We have some in Bernie, and they bounce between Bernie and Fall River. And then you can get a hold of people that are up in that group. And you can go to our website, soj51.net, and we can help you get connected there. And then also the group down here in Shasta County, or in the Redding area, which feeds everything down in the Redding area. So come on, check it out. We meet Monday nights here in Redding at 5:30 at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And we talk about Jefferson, what's going on with it. And for the most part, for the longest time, we've been talking about the funding of it. And if you're new to Jefferson, we want to have an orientation with the new people so they can get up to speed on what we're doing and why we are doing it. It is a time-consuming task to talk about this stuff, but it's important to understand it. And it's important for us to answer your questions and get feedback from you so we can help you to get up to speed to where we are. And we want to make sure we do that, and we want to do it the proper way. We want to do it consistently, so we're going to be offering that as well. So it'll be like an orientation at the meeting for people that are new to the movement and understanding it to get the understanding of it. And then once you're up to speed on what we're doing with that, then shifting over to where the fundraising committee talks about and other things going on Jefferson as well. So we just want to make sure that everybody, there's something there for everybody. And we know that we've kind of fallen short on that just a little bit here recently, and we want to make sure we correct that action. So for those that have been there and kind of questioning it, or people that are wanting to be new to the movement to make it happen, come on up and we'll get this going. Okay, we're getting a single from Bob that we need to move on to our first break, so we're going to head off to that right now, and we'll be back in a moment.
Call us at 605-4567, 605-4567 with your questions or comments.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit soj51.net to show your support.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Uncle Bob, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, we are moving on up, moving on to bigger and better stuff. We've got a lot more information coming in. And Terry, we have a request that just came in on the call that you wanted to respond to.
Yeah, Kayla Brown called us in, and she wanted to know how many people that are with Keep It California are now with CalExit. I mean, I don't know how to answer that one because I'm not really sure, but I can say that we haven't heard much from the people of Keep It California since CalExit has started, and I kind of have a feeling there might be all together.
Yeah, they're all part of the same club.
All together now.
Yeah, I bet they are, because that's where their funding comes from.
Yeah, and you know, that's another thing. Again, if anybody went to that meeting, I'd sure like to see how those 6,700 people are being paid.
Yeah.
Who's paying them.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Is it done cash under the table? Is it done through a payroll check? What's being done?
Right. Yeah. You had a comment or a question on the chat room that you were going to bring up from Richard?
Oh, yeah. He was just asking, you know, if – let's see. Get back to it here just a moment. Asking if I just went brain dead. He was just asking if there was enough proof now just with when California allows for the ballot initiative, would that be enough proof that California is complicit? And he asked, are we there yet? And I said, yeah, we've been there for a while, so we are there.
Yeah, I think we're there, but, you know, again, it has to be something maybe a little bit more blatant. However, that seems to be happening day by day. I mean, we just saw on Jesse Waters, actually, Waters World yesterday. I was watching a little bit of that, and there was a congressman who was talking about how we need to fight in the streets against our new president and his policies. Well, what does that mean exactly? We need to fight in the streets? Does that mean the stuff that's going on in Berkeley and, oh, by the way, right here in River City in Roseville, Congressman McClintock actually had to be escorted out of a meeting that he was at because there were so many protesters that were anti-Trump and basically he felt threatened and therefore he had to be escorted out of this particular meeting right in Roseville. So really and truly it's gotten completely out of hand in that regard. And, you know, I don't think we're too far away from just really making our move.
Well, and that's part of the thing. If you watch those videos and with McClintock's issue, was that part of being baited into it? Are we being baited into it? You know, who's dangling the carrot on the stick out there and pulling us along by our nose, if you will, that, you know, if you go to a protest and then some others that are not part of the protest come in there and cause it to be more of a riot. I mean, some of these things, there's a difference between the protest and the riot. What we've been seeing on television with the fires and the people getting hurt and all those other things, those are riots. That is truly a riot. A protest is a peaceful collection of people with, you know, banners, whatever, or chanting or doing whatever they're doing, and no one getting hurt, no property being destroyed, and they come in and say their message and move on. That is a protest.
It is the right to peacefully assemble.
Peacefully assemble and not cause harm to somebody. But then when they start doing all the other garbage
and
that they're doing and property, which costs taxpayers money, you know, and it's causing all of this money and people that are, you know, say at Berkeley, it's going to cost the university money to fix everything and repair things. And it's going to cost on insurance because they're going to have claims on their insurance. And all those things directly affect us with rates and everything else. So, you know, and people are watching us because, like, watching a car wreck, you know, people are going to watch that. And it's just what happens. But there is a difference between a riot and a protest. And people have to wrap their head around that and call it what it is.
Yeah, and I think that getting back to Richard's statement, I think that the resolution in Tehama County might end up being a pretty big deal. If you have a resolution to where they are not going to comply with this sanctuary state business and the sheriff's department, and I know that I'm sure that Hancraft has been talking to other sheriffs. I'd like to know, first of all, what our sheriff thinks about that and if he's going to take the same position as Sheriff Hancraft as far as making sure that these illegal immigrants are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Right.
And that we just don't have that happen. And I was reading, I'm not really clear on it. Maybe somebody could write in that can clear me up on this. But from what I understand, there's something like a town of 1,500 received 400 Somalians or something. That happened somewhere. I had heard that.
I heard that too. I want to say it was like in Iowa or Ohio, someplace like that in the Midwest.
Maybe someone can clear that up.
Yeah.
But I really think that if Supervisor Williams does take this resolution once they have it done to RCRC, I think that's going to be a big plus in our favor. And it's one of the things that's going to happen to where elected bodies are really getting behind everything we've said all along, the only position we can possibly take for the remedy of the extreme harm that California is doing to its citizens is the state of Jefferson.
We were just informed it was in Tennessee.
Oh, in Tennessee.
Great. Yeah. See, that's why we have the chat room. People that are in the know what's going on.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick must be in church because the phone hasn't rung. And I know Round Mountain Bob isn't, but he's probably asleep.
He's working.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's sad that it's come to this, but unfortunately, that's part of the process. You know, you think about what happened back in the early days of the formation of our country. You know, things got ugly. You know, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen or we need to make that happen. If we can do it peaceably, that's what we want to do for Jefferson. Jefferson is about, you know, being morally and ethically correct in our actions and what we do. And we've been that way to date. We've been very good about making sure that we stay on track with that, because if we don't, then we're going to be no better than California.
Absolutely. Also, I think that, you know, when we are going before our board of supervisors at this present time, we want to start encouraging them about this resolution during open comment. Again, if there's somebody out there in Red Bluff or somebody out there in Tehama County who's hearing this, it would be great to hear, again, if they had gone to the Cal Exit meeting at the Hearth in Red Bluff yesterday. We'd like to hear some feedback on that. I know that Keep It California really and truly didn't really have the legs really to do anything to stop Liberty. They really they really seem to kind of die on the vine out there. And the reason is that we have substance and fact. They do not.
They didn't have any facts.
And when we look at everything that California is doing, I mean, if you stop and think about we've hired Eric Holder. Obama wants to actually retire in California. Won't that be fun?
Napolitano's here.
Napolitano's here.
They're in the UC system.
Yeah, they've got the whole crew.
Right.
So really and truly, you know, and the elected officials out there, I have heard rumblings that James Gallagher now is starting to, in fact, I heard this from his office last week, that he is now thinking about the possibility of putting a bill forward for more representation in the Northern California counties. Well, with all this disarray going on and all this, dare I say, sedition,
yeah,
insurrection, he might be a day late and a dollar short.
I think he is. And just trying to save face with his constituency is what he's trying to do, in my mind, because then now that he knows for sure that he'll never get anywhere or be able to move forward with anything, he is going to make an attempt to save face and do what he can, like he promised on the steps at the beginning of his campaign. When we were at the Capitol, he promised to support Jefferson from the get-go, and we've heard nothing but crickets from him and everybody else.
Which leads us into the court case, and right. We're moving right along with that. I know that when you had an extensive conversation last week, is there some things you can shed to light that's okay to do, considering attorney-client privilege?
Well, I know that they've got pretty much everything done that they need to get done, and we will be hearing about it fairly soon. I can't give you a timeline because if the moment I give you a timeline, I will be wrong, so I'm not going to do that, and that's a given. But it's going to be happening fairly soon, and once we have that, then things will start moving forward even more so. And so all I can do is say keep an eye out for your emails, Facebook, any way you communicate with Jefferson, either in Shasta or any other county. And just kind of keep an eye out for things, because once we have stuff moving forward and we know it's a go, believe me, it'll be out there. We'll be letting everybody know. It'll be like wildfire. I can't go into it because there are certain things that we just can't do right now because you don't show your hand when you're at the table. You have to wait, and timing's everything. And we hold all the trump cards.
No pun intended.
Pun intended. So we're good to go with that, and we just want to make sure that we get everything done timely, and we're doing it right, and we have one shot doing this correctly, and we want to, again, we want to do it right. We're not out to do it two or three times and go after failed attempts and making things happen. So we want to make sure we do it right as we can. We're going to move off to our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Mr. Mark Baird. We'll be back in just a moment.
Time has come for 51.
You bet.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Where does your food come from? Oregon artist Betty LaDuke's bright, colorful paintings explore and celebrate Oregon's agricultural bounty and the workers who plant, tend, and harvest it. And you can see her beautiful work at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Bountiful Harvest from Land to Table is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Bountiful Harvest is presented by Healthy Shasta. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. Are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stopped. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
That sound is crickets from Sacramento when we ask for representation. That's what it is, crickets and bullfrogs. Hey, okay, well, we have Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, good morning. Are you there, Mark? Hello, hello. Are we having technical difficulties on this end?
Mark, can you hear us? I don't know. Let me talk to him off the air and see what the deal is.
All right. In the meantime, what else do we have going there for Terry?
Well, I think that we need to maybe give folks an idea of what the format's going to be as we move ahead here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having guests on, and next week at 9:15, Dean Wilson, who was the sheriff of Del Norte County and now one of the people who's getting Jefferson back in the fray.
There you go.
Up there is going to be our guest at 9:15. And I think Bob has Mark back. Nope.
It's probably him calling back.
There we go.
All right. We're having technical difficulty this morning. Phone lines work and sometimes they don't. So in the meantime, so Del Norte's going to be moving back into the fray and moving forward with Jefferson and getting everything going then.
And he'll be talking about that. And he'll also be talking about these immigration laws.
There you go.
And with the new Board of Supervisors up there in Del Norte County, which is a little more conservative, we'll see where he goes with the position of the resolution.
There you go.
That's being done in Tehama County.
That'd be good. Okay, so do we have Mark online?
Mark is back.
Okay. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's a good day. It's a good day to be in Jefferson today because our prospects are brighter and brighter and brighter every time the governor of California opens his mouth, every time Kevin DeLeon, the liar in charge of the Senate, opens his mouth, every time Anthony Rendon opens his mouth, the prospects for Jefferson just look better and better and better.
Amen, brother. So anything else exciting happening as far as you know with Jefferson, where we're moving?
Well,
where we're going?
I mean, court case is everything. And you know, we all had that conference call the other night, and I'm really excited at the prospect. I just got a revised amended complaint that I haven't finished reading yet. And I had a lengthy conversation with the Supreme Court attorney yesterday, and he's really excited. He's just about to wrap up a case in the Ninth Circuit. And it's kind of funny because he accused the Ninth Circuit of acting without jurisdiction in a matter that he's trying. And I thought his logic was extremely interesting and correct, by the way, because the federal courts act all the time in areas where Article 3 of the United States Constitution gives them no jurisdiction. And so what our attorney was arguing was that the court really has failed in its responsibility because it's acting outside of constitutional processes and therefore should excuse itself from the matter. And it is a legislative matter, clearly, and they should tell the legislature, do your job. And that's essentially what we're saying to not only California in general, but the people who pretend to represent us. When are you going to do your job? Yeah, I can remember with Second Amendment stuff, Kevin DeLeon once said to the California Senate, don't worry about the Constitution, pass any law you want, and let the court sort it out. So what they've done is, in California particularly, they have a very packed court system with liberals, and it's a very corrupt system in state court. You should never sue in state court if you want to win against the state. But they have a very liberal bent to the court, and the Ninth Circuit is one of the worst courts in the nation, the most overturned court, federal appeals court in the nation. And what has happened is the executive and the legislature abdicates their responsibility and tells the court, make law, because we can't, or we won't, or we don't. And that's one of the things that Jefferson hopes to correct. And I think it's wonderful that some of these boards of supervisors are starting to wake up to the fact that the state of California is not our friend and hasn't been our friend for a very long time. But they're also waking up to the fact that we, the people of Jefferson, are the only ones that can fix this. You know, God, what a revelation that all just political power is derived from the people. Government was instituted for their benefit, and they have the right to alter or reform it whenever the public good demands. Huh. Somebody just discovered that that's actually in the Constitution.
I know that Sheriff Handcraft had some great statements and really was someone who was pushing forth and pushing forward on this resolution. And Bob Williams, of course, again being the chairman of RCRC now, there is the rumbling that he could take this to RCRC, this resolution, once they have it completed. And next week we have Dean Wilson on, who was the sheriff of Del Norte County. And it'll be interesting to get his take on this. But he had, when I did talk to him this last week, he had mentioned some of the same thoughts that Sheriff Handcraft has. I wonder how the sheriff in Siskiyou County and the sheriff in Shasta County, if they're thinking about talking to their boards of supervisors about a resolution.
Well, I don't know if they are, but if they aren't, we from the Jefferson Committee should be helping them think about it, as it were.
Amen to that.
As soon as I get a copy of Tehama's resolution, I'll pass it along to our board of supervisors in Siskiyou County and see if maybe they want to get on board with that. So, you know, this is exactly where the power of the people comes in. When we have a board that develops the courage to do something right, and Sheriff Handcraft is a very good man and a constitutional sheriff, and I very heartily support him and the Tehama County Board of Supervisors for taking this position, let's take a lesson from that. And every single county committee in Jefferson, get a copy of that resolution and pass it along to your Board of Supervisors, and let's get started again. Let's start another wave. Because this is the kind of political drama and popular support that we need to win this court case. This is demonstrative that we don't have any representation. We haven't had since, for a long time, over 50 years, since the Reynolds case hit bottom. And this is illustrative of that fact. So let's take these resolutions, get them to all 21 counties. In fact, let's spread them to all 58 counties and see who else will join up in this movement to dethrone the liars and crooks in Sacramento.
Well, I think the sheriffs, you're right. I think that we need to encourage our sheriffs to do this. And I know they all talk. I know that they've the way and the tone of Sheriff Handcraft was that this wasn't his own particular feelings on this and his own particular position, that this position was shared with his comrades, the other sheriffs in Northern California. So that'll be interesting to see. But I think you're right. I think we need to, that would be the first approach, go to the sheriffs and say, hey, are you going to follow this lead? Mm-hmm. We will have a copy of the resolution once it's done. As I had stated earlier, the resolution is being drafted. It is being put together. There doesn't seem to be any resistance in Tehama County on the Board of Supervisors against this. It seems to be pretty much a slam dunk. So I would think we would have that document that they're doing probably within a week.
Okay. Now, keeping in mind too, in Tehama County, they were the Board of Supervisors that, you know, listened to Jefferson. They were willing to listen to it, and they said they would put it out to a vote to their community. They did that, and they went with the community, and the community supported it, so they supported it. So right there, that tells you something is afire in Tehama County. They're able to do it, and they're moving forward in Tehama County. So keep them motivated and keeping things going, moving forward. That only helps our cause.
Well, let me tell you, the people at Tehama County showed a tremendous amount of courage. I mean,
yes,
they won a political campaign in the face of some pretty tall opposition from the idiots down below, and they won.
Yeah.
And then they forced their board of supervisors to vote with the people through some pretty determined arguing. And, you know, I have great respect for the county of Tehama in Jefferson. And with most of our counties, I mean, you know, we've had some pretty courageous people stand up against some pretty tall odds to get these messages across. And what we need to do is keep that going, and we need to up our game, constantly up our game.
That's right.
Maybe someone out there can send us through the chat room the name of the congressman who was on Fox News yesterday advocating that fighting in the streets against Donald Trump's policies. And I know that, I don't know if you were listening, Mark, when we talked about Congressman McClintock right in Roseville, right here in Placer County, had to be escorted out of a speaking engagement town hall he had because of the disruptiveness of people out there. That I would think that some of those people, if not all those people, probably were exiting California.
Well, they're anarchists supported by George Soros. It's the same deal as went on in Berkeley. You know, the black mask and the bandana and all that cowardly stuff. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't need police protection. Give them my address and say, come on if you think you can.
You've got a long driveway.
Yeah, you know, just those kinds of, that kind of stupidity. We haven't seen that since 1968. These people are cowards. They act in a cowardly fashion. Their idea of free speech is, if you agree with me, you can have free speech, but if you don't agree with me, you can't, and we'll show you, we'll burn down the Starbucks next door to the lecture hall. You know, I mean, I just think it's ludicrous, but it's even more ludicrous that the pretender to be the next governor of California, Gavin Newsom, would stand up and say those very same things in a public forum. I mean, he advocates this kind of anarchy. Jerry Brown lacks the moral courage to resist the people in his government when they advocate this kind of anarchy with Senate Bill 5054, I guess it is. And, you know, to me, all they're doing is making our case for us. I just stand and watch and I shake my head because these morons just keep going and going and going, and all they're doing is making our case for us. If we can afford to pay these attorneys, folks, we are going to win. We're going to win. So let's put our efforts into this, and we can upset the communist apple cart in Sacramento very, very easily. All we need to do is get this case in court and win it. And in order to win it, all we need to do is provide the resources so our legal team can afford the expert witnesses and the historians and statisticians. And by the way, I want to thank Red Smith because he came up with a treasure trove of documents out of Sacramento that illustrate that the state legislative analyst office, or its equivalent, back in 1941, they were afraid that if California changed to strictly a one-man, one-vote apportionment scheme from the governmental model that was laid out in Prop 28, that they were afraid Northern California would want to break away in 1941. And history has proven that they were correct. So, you know, California has a history of subjugating people, the people of Northern California. And let's stop it, and we can. All we have to do is get up off our rear ends, contribute to the lawsuit, contribute to the public pressure, contribute to the legislative pressure on our so-called representatives, and let's find some backbone here. We can win this.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that, you know, kudos go out to Red, that he had to go through a zillion pages to find all that information. It's a good thing that he's doing that. One other thing I want to ask you, what's your take on a position that, well, it hasn't happened yet, but it seems like there's some leaning, there's been some rumblings about some of these guys advocating that California, and I'm talking these guys, I'm talking about people in the legislative body of California, elected officials, that are beginning to advocate for the fact that California needs to secede and that basically this has to be done. I want to know your take on statements like that.
Well, once again, if the state of California in an official capacity or any one of its public officers advocates sedition or insurrection, publicly, and in a way we can prove. And yeah, this is important, because what Wynn said was also important. This has to be legal, moral, and ethical, or we're going to lose. So what we need to do is we need some demonstrable, verifiable, printed or video or audio proof that a public official or public officer or executive officer or legislative officer of the state of California is advocating insurrection or sedition, and then we can apply directly to the United States Congress for an Article 4, Section 3 state split, because we will add a star to the flag of the United States. We will not stand for a star to be taken away. And as for me, personally, and this is a personal statement, not on behalf of Jefferson, if California secedes from the United States of America, I will be the first one to fight.
Hear, hear. I was talking to Ted Gaines' office last week, and I was talking to his chief of staff. The conversation that we had was about exactly what I had just stated, because since Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general, had to actually approve this initiative 16-0011 on the California nationhood, and that is basically in places could be considered seditious or insurrection. Is there any, do you see that holding any water that she even let this thing go to the ballot or even let this thing become an initiative?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is some merit to that, but it's weak.
Right.
You know, in other words,
right.
If I were the state's attorney general or secretary of state, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say to these idiots, sure, guys, what you're proposing to put on the ballot is seditious, it's insurrection, and I'm never going to put that on the ballot, even if you get the signatures, because it's an unconstitutional act. Sue me if you don't like it. But, you know, California being kind of the weak-willed nanny state that it is, oh, of course you can put that on our ballot. You know, is that defensible in court? Well, maybe, maybe not, because quite frankly, in this state, anybody can put anything on the ballot anytime they want, and then they have to go out and get the signatures. If it ends up on the ballot, that strengthens the case. If it passes, now we have a case. So what we need to do is gather that evidence, but we need to wait, really, for them to make the mistake we can drive a truck across. And that requires some substantial proof. So I would say, yeah, it leads in that direction, but it's too weak for us to act on.
I agree.
Hey, Mark, we have to go off to our last break. Can you hold on? Can you hold over?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with DISH. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Running on empty. Running on. Running on. Running on.
right, here we are. We just got word that the gentleman, I use that term very loosely, from Congress who made the comment about we need to fight in the streets was Tim Kaine, who was Hillary's running mate. So there you have it.
They don't fall too far from the tree, do they?
They do not.
Crazy. Okay, Mark, you're still there, correct?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good, good. So where do we move forward with this? You know, with all this stuff going on, what do you see us doing now? I mean, I know we're still in the fight and moving forward, but what else, what additional do you want us or do we need to be doing? What are you thinking as far as moving
forward? Well, once again, I think that there are several things, several opportunities that are opening up to us now. I mean, when you look at what happened to Tom McClintock, now the first thing I'm going to do on Monday morning is try to get a meeting with him so that we can talk about state split and we can talk about the future of representation in California. And so that will be one thing that I'm going to do starting Monday morning. And hopefully we can start building some alliances in the U.S. Congress so that when we apply, we can have some traction there. The next thing we need to do is this resolution in Tehama County opens a door. SB 54 opens a door. So what we need to do as Jefferson committees, we need to press those issues. We need that resolution to spread to every Board of Supervisors in the 21 counties, and hopefully if RCRC gets involved, and we could somehow get to those folks or have a meeting with those people, the chairman or members of the governing committee of RCRC, maybe we could get 35 counties to sign that resolution. That adds more weight to our case that rural California is not represented. Perhaps it's time to reach out to some of the southern counties on the southern border of Jefferson, Stanislaus, Kings, Fresno, you know, down there, and see if we can get them to form committees to oppose what's happening in Sacramento. Once again, that lends more weight to our argument. Those are the things we can be doing now. People in the committees in Jefferson, start writing your letters of the editor and showcase this stuff, illustrate this stuff. Keep pointing out to them why we don't have representation and why we're not going to take it anymore. Those are some of the things we can start doing leading up to the court case. Because once again, court is theater and court is drama. And we need to bring bucket loads of public opinion to that court trial to help a crooked judge make up his mind.
Stanislaus County will be having a conference call. I'm doing a conference call with them this coming Thursday night. So there's a lot of counties down there. There's Kern, Merced, Mariposa, Tulare, King, which all, by the way, voted for Trump. So we do have a conference call. We will be talking to them. It has been at their request. And, Mark, what you've always said really is something that I think needs to resonate with people, everybody out there. The counties come to all of us here in Jefferson. They're coming saying, hey, we want liberty. We don't go and solicit people. We're not out selling anything. If people want liberty, they come and ask for liberty, and they need to stand for liberty.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this has gone this way throughout the 21 counties, and once again, I took a phone call from Riverside and San Bernardino counties last week, and they want someone to go down there and teach them what we're doing. So I'll probably have to go do that sometime this spring after the weather clears up. But the global warming allows the flooding and the snowpack to go down. So, you know, we want to reach out to those counties because if they want to join a movement for restoring liberty, then they need to form committees and they need to get active. And we can certainly teach them what we did that works and what we did that didn't work. We just are not in a position in Jefferson to do it for them. And it's the same thing with Oregon. Oregon is really getting stirred up now. Several county committees forming in Oregon. But we did not do that for them. We didn't do it to them. We didn't ask them to do it. They asked us, hey, what are you doing? What works? What doesn't work? we can supply paperwork, speakers, you know, town hall meetings, whatever they need.
Okay, hey,
but
Mark.
You have to do this yourself.
You're right. They have to do it themselves. Okay, sorry to cut you off, buddy, but we're at the end of our time. So thank you very much for coming on, and we truly appreciate it.
We'll see you next week at 9 o'clock.
The time has come for 51.
See you next week at 9 a.m.
Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Full resolution of its appeal of the judge's ruling. Vice President Mike Pence says Americans want the ban.
The American people welcome the decisiveness that President Trump has shown on this issue, putting the safety and security of the American people above the niceties of communicating with people in Washington or in some cases around the world.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. He predicts the ban will be upheld by the Ninth Circuit when it hears arguments tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere, the Navy is investigating the apparent display of a Trump presidential campaign flag by the lead vehicle in a military convoy.
The Virginian pilot reported that the Navy has repeatedly